What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A zippity zap doll, zapping a zip doo today!
Yeah. I don't know what the last thing you said was.
I think I said the word today.
I liked it.
Zippity zap doo.
I mean, it's a classic formula that works.
What do they call that when it's,
like kinda, when you retrace your steps?
Yes. Yeah, is it a...
I don't know. Rubber band?
No, that's not what
boomerang?
I'm thinking.
Boomerang? I came back to where I started.
A ladder?
Something a tonic. Like one of those words.
Gin and tonic?
It's a gin and tonic.
Okay, that's what we just did.
It's not like a...
No, a pentatonic is
no,
a scale.
No, it's not pentatonic. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I don't know. We're dumb.
But
all right, welcome
I
into
like
the
it.
Spitballers Podcast. Episode 267. And the holidays are here.
They are for us right now.
Yeah, if you're listening to this live, we'll have a couple weeks off after this episode. So obviously that's why Jason delivered such a good scat. We've got Would You Rather. Oh, we've got Highway to Spell today.
What?
I thought it was going to be a good show.
I thought we were going to have fun today. I thought we were going to enjoy this episode. Ow.
No,
ow.
It'll be good.
Yes,
it'll
sir. Go to your camera. Go to your camera. You suck. Okay, you can
okay.
Go back now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
We do have another Battle Royale on the show today, which is always a treat. We'll be stepping into the confines of an electronics store and battling one another. That'll be our draft at the end of the episode. You can follow us on X/Twitter at Spitballers Pod.
Want to know a little secret on that scat? The zip zap was the electricity from the electronics store.
Okay.
That was my most
secret. What a secret you had.
Not a zip tie reference?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay. We are happy you're with us. Thank you for supporting the show and telling your friends. It's just a kind thing to do. And it's the holiday season, so.
Spread some jolly.
You know, some people, you know, the out in front of the stores, they ring the bells and you put money in.
Right.
And
is that how we
Salvation
should market
Army.
The podcast?
I'm just saying if you have a bell. Then you're out in front of a store, you could be more of a herald for the show. Take no money. You know, if they give you money,
I'll let them take money. But talk about our show.
Talk about the show. All right, let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
All right, Blake from the website. Would you rather live the rest of your life without bed sheets or without socks? So are you talking no comforter, nothing, right? Like not you're not just saying
do
just
I,
the
do
top,
I get a blanket?
Not no, just a sheet?
I think this is sheets, right? Because this is like you still get shoes, you just can't wear socks. You still get a blanket.
I mean,
you
that's
correct,
wear
but
sheets.
You're sleeping on the mattress.
But you get a blanket?
Yeah.
You could
yeah.
cover yourself.
You get shoes in this, right? You
no,
cover
I,
your
I'm
feet.
Not I'm not debating it. I'm just saying it makes it easy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, sleeping now here's the thing. I know you're supposed to have like fitted sheet. Then the sheet, and you go under the sheet.
Yeah.
You go between two sheets.
Yes.
And then the blanket's on top. But I haven't had the sheet that you go under in 20 years.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
That's a waste of everybody's time.
I completely disagree.
What?
You both put the blanket directly over and you don't use the sheet?
Correct.
Because the sheet does not exist.
I don't have one.
Yeah, because I don't need it.
I mean.
I got a blanket.
The blanket, the problem with that is there's a texture difference and an insulation from air. You can get too hot without the sheet being kind of like a...
And then your leg goes out.
Mm. Yeah, I do the leg out too, but that shocks me. Like, there's a reason people do it that way. It's because
they've been
tried and tested for generations, and they realize that a cool sheet and then a blanket on top of the sheet is...
Unnecessary?
Yeah.
Super helpful.
It's one of those things, like, why do you do this?
Now, when you say blanket, do you mean a blanket or a comforter?
Comforter.
Comforter, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, you need the sheet.
I believe we use the duvet.
Ooh, a fancy boy.
Which, those things are ridiculous. What are we doing?
What makes them ridiculous?
Oh, you got to...
So, getting it set up. So, the duvet is, there's the cover, and then you have to somehow...
You guys have easy lives.
Get the thing into the cover, and then you got to tie it.
Yeah.
To the corners.
It's so stupid.
Like a caveman. And it's like, I'm tying up
you guys
a
are,
bow. And then...
You're both living stupid lives.
And then as you're using the duvet, it like if one corner comes undone, then it's all crumply in one side.
And just, you're defending the duvet.
No,
I'm saying using sheets in between it.
Well, yeah, because that's dumb.
Yeah, the sheets is dumb.
Yeah, I'm just saying, give me a good old fashioned blanket.
It's the weirdest take I've ever heard.
Well,
that sheets are dumb.
No, the top sheet. Because here's the thing, the fitted sheet.
Yeah,
unbelievably important. Unbelievably,
we're on the same
important
page,
because this is the issue in this question of which one would you rather have. If you sleep directly on the mattress, that mattress
gets dirty,
is going to be so filthy,
nasty. Yeah.
I won't be able to sleep on that for a long period of time. And it's not like, you know, if I'm wearing my shoes without socks, okay, maybe that makes my feet get stinky, but I can replace my shoes. Replacing a mattress like every few months, because I don't want to lay down on and I would imagine if you don't get sheets, you get pillowcases.
Have fun walking around with stinky shoes all the time, because that's 100% what's coming your way without socks.
Not always.
Really?
Yes, always.
No.
I got a lot of flip-flops in my closet, brother.
Not always. Not always.
And what you do you mean not always?
I mean not always.
Not everybody's feet stink.
Yeah.
Sockless.
No, it's just a bacterial fact. I'm not. Maybe it takes longer to get there. I'm just saying, if you use the shoe for a long enough period of time, they will begin to stink because.
Yes, enough period of time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Like I had a long stretch of time where when I would wear like only Vans and I would wear no socks.
Yeah, but you don't know if they stink.
I knew once they began to stink.
Mm. Yeah, you can smell your own feet.
Yeah,
you can definitely smell your own feet.
Yeah, so in some people, like my boy has the smelliest Frito feet of all time. Now, I don't have...
Did you say Frito?
Oh, yeah. Like, they smell like bad Fritos.
Yeah, well, socks will help.
It doesn't help him. It does not help him in the slightest.
Does he have a condition?
He must. There must be... There's something that went wrong in his DNA. I think you either...
I wonder who he got it from.
Not me. So, I don't have smelly feet.
I've got great news for you here, Mike.
It's
and
not
for
me.
For the international listening audience, you at home might be dealing with stinky feet. Some people have it. I know, because my daughter had it.
There you go.
Had it.
Oh.
Check this out.
Socks.
No. Here's the thing. She had a stretch of time. Oh, my goodness. It's what you talk about.
She had the Frito feet?
She had the Frito feet. I wish she had Frito feet, Mike. It was so bad.
Did you guys label it as anything?
We didn't. Just stank feet. I mean, okay. It was
dead
awful.
Fish?
It was horrendous. She was going on a trip and like with her school and didn't want to go because like eventually she's going to take.
Were so bad.
She's going to share a hotel room. It would clear out a room if those shoes were in a room. Is clear. So we bought like the odor, you know, fighting socks and the powders and the little odor resistant balls that you put in the shoes. We did everything.
None of that worked.
It all helped. It made it to where you didn't throw up anymore. And that was the real goal. We didn't want her friends to throw up. But it was like a year ago where I realized, like, wait a minute. Your feet don't stink anymore. And she was like, I know. It just stopped. It just completely stopped. So if you have stinky feet,
wait.
It doesn't mean that you will always
like
necessarily.
She grew out of it?
She grew out of stinky feet.
But she's not an adult yet.
No, but apparently through the adolescent years.
There's hope for my boy.
That's what I'm telling you, Mike. There is a chance
that
Frito foot will go away. It's great news because I know how bad a bad foot smells.
I'm wearing socks. I'm not living my whole life without socks.
The issue with
you guys
the
can't
socks.
Play, legitimately, you can't play sports anymore without devastation.
Yeah, I'm.
You can't wear shoes.
For day-to-day wear, it's okay, but you're working out the winter. Like when it's actually cold, I don't know that you can go
basketball,
without socks.
Pickleball, done.
Yeah,
just covered in. You just stop sports?
No, I'm not giving up socks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
after all that, yeah, I'm wearing.
Well,
socks.
I mean, I guess you could wear like the barefoot shoes.
If you showered
the toe shoes.
If you showered before bed every night.
Oh, I would.
And that would be the practice, and then you flip the mattress before you have to replace.
I can't do the flip. I know that used to be a thing.
Can you buy new toppers?
Where you.
Is that a roundabout?
I mean, that's like laying a blanket down on it. Hmm.
I know that used to be like a real, like, you'd always flip the mattress.
Yeah.
But now it's like every mattress I've owned for the last decade, it has like a pillow top. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
right.
You can't just flip the mattress, then the pillow top is down.
Yeah, you would have to change your practices, Jason.
No, hold on. Did Big Mattress pull a fast one on us?
I think they did, man. I think they made it to where they're like, dude, people are flipping this mattress instead of buying a new one.
Mattresses are lasting way too long.
We've got to make sure there's a top and a bottom.
Those crooks.
Sneaky snooks, man.
Because you can buy a pillow top and just put it on there.
Al, you said you rotate yours 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Not 180.
Correct.
So you sleep like short way?
No, our mattress is a square.
Mattress is a square.
A perfect square?
Ours is.
No, it isn't.
What are you talking
about? There isn't a mattress that's a perfect square.
Even a regular, like.
Good, look up whatever. What size mattress do you think you have?
He's like, every few weeks, his feet start hanging off the bottom. And he's like, man,
it fits in the frame perfectly both ways.
Okay, but look up the size. What do you have, a king?
70s? It must be a California king.
No, California king?
California king is way worse.
Oh, then it's a king.
A regular king is 76 by 80.
Yeah, whatever. I'm good.
Oh, yes. I knew it. When you said 90, I was like, I've never heard of that.
I'm telling you, we did it yesterday.
Yeah, you're really short, so it doesn't matter.
If the mattress is 76.
There are no square mattresses.
We are nowhere near the same height.
The boogeyman's coming after my feet because they're dangling.
Yeah, they're.
Try getting shorter. It's no problem.
Yeah, I will.
90 degrees. Okay. Yeah.
A Cali King is 72 by 84, so I really hope it's that.
I hope it's a twin.
It's a king.
And they just go fetal position every 3 months.
Wait, hold on. Did you guys know there's an Alaska king?
What is this?
And a Texas king?
I have heard of a Texas king.
Okay, and a Wyoming king, RV king. What is happening?
What's the biggest one?
So the Alaska king seems to be
the winner.
A
moose.
It is 144 inches by 84.
Wait, 144 inches?
Dude, this thing is
an Alaska king.
This is built for co-sleeping.
144 wide.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a family.
Oh
yeah,
my
that's what
word!
I mean. That's your kids,
dude. I am buying an Alaskan king, man. That is awesome.
That's 12 feet.
12 feet.
Oh yes.
That means 6 for you, 6 for your wife.
You
can starfish.
I could not tell you how much I would love that. Wow. Oh, now, but it's going to be a problem finding a bed frame.
Is this you're going to have like, to build it.
Wow. Alaskan king.
Good luck on the sheets, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're out there.
This is a real size of a mattress. 12 feet wide? Let me just rotate it 90 degrees. You could sleep in any direction on that mattress. Wow. I am in love with the Alaska king mattress.
Chris from Patreon. As a new parent, would you rather have quadruplets and be done?
Okay.
Or 6 children separated by 2 years apiece?
Ooh, that is a great question. So that's 12 years of having
a baby.
Starting over.
Yes, over.
The first thing that comes to mind is the fact that obviously at some age, the older children will help with the younger children.
That is true. That happens in all the big families. The older kids hate it.
But you will have a baby, as you said, a baby in baby stage for the majority of the 12 years.
All of the 12 years.
So in that case, you're going through
for 13
extreme
years.
Baby age with the quadruplets. But I feel like if you had quadruplets, like I feel like the world comes out to help you.
Absolutely.
Like twins are like whatever. They'll still try to help you. But I feel like the more you have, the more it's like everyone's going to come help.
We started with twins. And when you start, like when you have your first baby, it's hard. You lose sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. You hear about all the hardships of that first child. We started with twins. It just was the exact same thing. We didn't know
Right.
We didn't know any different. It was hard. We lost sleep. But it's like, it's hard is hard. So give me 4. I definitely would rather get that out of the way because you got a 3-year stretch, you know.
Not sleeping is not sleeping. There's not like a different degree of not sleeping.
Yeah, I would like to not sleep for 6 months
instead
of 13 years.
It's also 4 kids or 6.
Yeah, that at the end of it, you have 6.
So, I mean, yeah.
It's a better retirement plan, but.
You either survive or you don't.
Yeah, you're saying you survive if you start with four.
Yeah, if you're on the quadruplets and I, look, maybe I don't survive. Okay. I gave it my best. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Give it the old college try.
Or you get through it. Because you had the twins. I'm thinking through it. My oldest are just a year and a half apart. So, I mean, it was like basically the no sleep. You're just coming out of it right back into it. So it was a really long time.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
You have four teenagers at the same time. Josh pointed out. Four teenagers.
And they are...
Talk about they're going to want cars.
They're angry.
Yeah.
Teenagers, they are. The things they say about having teenagers, they're so far. I'm just getting into it. It's all truth.
I don't want to paint with
They are angry.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush. But teenagers are idiots.
Yeah.
All of them. 100% of them. Like I said, I don't want to generalize.
Yeah.
But 100% of them are idiots.
And you don't want to be hyperbolic or say something that you would regret. But they're the worst creatures on earth.
Yes.
They can't control themselves.
And that's
themselves.
Just the facts.
Yeah.
But they do.
I was a great teenager.
They know everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Very wise.
That's perfect. They are super smart. They literally know 100% of everything that there is in the
world.
Yeah,
they've capped at 13. Matt from the website, would you rather wake up every morning looking like a completely random person? That'd be fun. Or have your spouse wake up every morning looking like a different person? Only affects appearances, not memories or health. I mean, the walk to the mirror would be a fun one every morning.
It's like Quantum Leap.
It's like opening a new pack of like cards and seeing what you got.
Yeah, but what about that day that you're looking good? How sad are you going to be tomorrow?
I'm never going to sleep.
How happy is your spouse going to be that day?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I could give up, you know, being a Hemsworth. Just going in the mirror and being like, yes, yes. Oh, don't let tomorrow come.
Well, but think about it mathematically. Out of how many men are there a Hemsworth?
One
in how many?
Yeah, so I'm going to be sad more often than happy.
Like, is it 1 in 100? Is it 1 in 1,000? Is it 1 in 10,000?
Specifically a Hemsworth, I would guess like 1 in 1 billion.
There's multiples of them.
So you might live your
multiple
whole life.
Billions of lives. That's what I'm saying. How many Hemsworths are there? Because there's about 8 billion people.
Every day you're going to walk to your mirror hoping you see Hemsworth, and you're going to get Ted and Steve and Bart.
Ooh, I don't want to be Bart.
So that's, I mean, more people are ugly than they are good looking, right?
That's actually a good question, and the answer is absolutely.
It's in the eye of the beholder, Andy.
Yeah.
No, it's
no, more people are ugly than are attractive. That's
what percentage of people are ugly?
We got five people in
90%
here right now.
90%, according to Quora.
We got five people in here right now. We're running about 3/5 ugly. So, checks out.
Yeah, the math extrapolates.
Oh, my gosh.
Which three? That's for you to decide.
Just so you know, unattractiveness or ugliness is the degree to which a person's physical features are considered aesthetically unfavorable.
that's
so much worse.
According to one person, the good-looking people are between 7 and 8% of the population. So one in every, let's just call it 1 in 10. 1 in 10, you're happy when you wake up. The rest of the time, you're like, dang it.
I find your aesthetics unfavorable.
Yeah. Look, that's true, though.
So
it's
that
okay.
means 3 times a month I'm happy?
Yeah, 3 times a month you're happy.
Man.
Actually, you know, here's the honest truth. I think this is tough. I don't know what to say and what not to say.
Yeah, this is a trap.
Basically,
this
what I was going to
trap.
No, what I was going to do is give women credit because I think women give more grace about a man's appearance than men give for a woman's appearance.
That's probably fair.
A broad brush.
Yeah, we don't paint broadly, but yes, 100%.
But in that case, I think that's true. So, like, it'd be better for you to be the one that every day changes.
Now,
like, in our situation.
You're the better person, honey.
Counter.
Yeah, basically, You're the better person. I'm Bart today.
I'm not strong enough.
All
for
the Barts out there are like, what's wrong with me?
Counter argument. Again, broad brush here.
Okay.
Most women wear makeup.
Okay.
And can
okay.
doll themselves up, and men
and
don't.
And hide it?
I'm just saying, like, they get, you know, yeah. when my wife goes out, she gets all, like,
taking a turn.
Fancy. I can't, like, if
you
I'm
can
ugly.
Be fancy, too.
But if I'm ugly, I don't know how to, like, change my face at all. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, I don't know how to do some fancy
eyeshadow. You don't
have
the skills to kind of, like, change the percentage.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, you never have to work out.
That's true, because it wouldn't make
yeah,
any difference.
What difference is it
But I don't
make?
Have to work out now. That's what I mean. It's yeah. just true.
Hold on. I've got a, maybe it's something that changes the effects here. Overall, unattractive participants in a study, it says they show very little awareness that strangers do not share their view about their attractiveness.
Oh, that's good.
So when you aren't necessarily that attractive, you don't generally have awareness that other people know it. Like, you might view yourself more favorably.
Or more negative.
Why?
Because everyone's their toughest critic.
Do you think that's true? Do you think more people are better looking than they think they are, or are worse looking than they think they are?
I think more people are better looking than they realize.
Oh, that's really nice, Mike. I don't think that's true.
I do, because we're all so self-focused. We're like,
they actually are.
We see imperfections in ourselves, and you're like, hey, have you ever noticed this about me? And some, no.
No, that does happen. Like, whenever you take a photo and somebody's looking at the photo, they're like, oh.
We all look at ourselves.
They're all like, oh, I look so this. And no, nobody else even notices that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're looking at themselves.
Yeah.
They didn't look at you in the photo.
Exactly. See, I'm looking at myself going, oh, that's I'm not looking good there.
It's funny.
But no one else
is caring. We're getting all deep now. But it's funny because you only see yourself in a mirror or in a photograph. So you never see yourself the way
Correct.
That other people see you. And you don't see it with any of the, like my mirror shows me my face straight on.
Right.
I don't see my peripheral.
I don't know
what my profile is.
I look better to myself than to others because my profile is my worst. So, and I don't see it.
See, what are you talking about? What's wrong with your profile?
You need a profile mirror?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm fatter from the side than from straight on. So I only see myself from straight on, and I'm looking good. But I know you see me from the side, and it's like, I apologize. That's the truth. I've had that thought like 100 times in my life.
Have you thought about just like shuffling sideways for all your movement and never turning?
Yeah. Don't let anyone see me.
He always rotates.
In all moments, he's walking sideways.
Just, you're like crab walking down the hallway.
It just depends on where the people are.
Please
I
don't look
face
at me
the
sideways.
People.
You face
the problem is right now, you guys are on both sides of me. I got to back way off.
You did. You won the lucky draw then of our set design.
Oh, this wasn't lucky draw, man.
This
was 100% by design. I don't know if you guys are aware
you're
of this.
Not a profile, man.
But when we started building this set out, I 100% tried to make sure I was here. 100% for fat profile
so
view.
So I'm the middle. Where are you guys?
Yeah. I mean, it was not
Why
like,
do you keep making your 100% laptop bigger?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely, that's a real thing and is why I'm here. I love not being profile on camera.
Looking
and
good.
So do the people.
He would be recording like this if he was in my chair.
For sure.
Welcome to the show. Okay. I guess I'm choosing myself. I think my wife is more forgiving. Final answer.
Yeah, I think we have to choose ourselves, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Time to move on.
Highway to spell.
Yeah, let's move on to other forms of torture.
I love Jeremy so much, I just remembered how much I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, well, profile or straight on?
He's a straight on man. I think I got Andy a full legit spit take. Oh my gosh. You almost lost it.
Oh, man.
You're a real straight on man.
Okay. Highway to Spell. Here we go. Mike is the returning champ. Made it all the way to 11th grade last time. Everyone else put up a good fight, but
yeah, I think
that,
the other
really.
Two of you were out in 7th or 8th grade last time.
Oh, no one remembers. All right. Shall we?
We shall.
And it starts with the scat guy?
Always starts with you, Andy. Every
time you try to get somebody else to go first.
Because it's unfair. Go on.
It's the same words.
Yeah, but I have the highest potential for embarrassment to go out instantly. All right, go ahead.
That's fair. We're starting with 5th grade level. Hmm. Andy, here's your 5th grade level word.
Amusement.
Amusement.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's easy.
That should be no problem.
Amusement. Amusement.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I did have a moment there where I was like, wait, does that middle E belong?
Oh.
But it does.
Yeah. Good.
All right. 5th grade level word for Mike. Here you go.
Continued.
All right.
Continued.
Get this right and your reign continues.
Continued.
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 You better give me an easy one.
Continued. All right.
All right.
I got a little nervous there for a
minute. Yeah,
when you're on the clock, like right now, I'm sweating.
Like there has to be an E in there. Or there'd be a continued.
All right, Jason, here is your 5th grade level word.
Happily.
What? Happily?
Happily.
Okay. Happily. Yep. Happily. All right.
What is that all about?
Fifth grade is super easy.
We're grown adults. We can handle
continued
fifth grade.
Continued was just as easy as
all happened. Right. Let's see how sixth Disagre- grade treats you. Andy, here is your 6th grade level word.
Great.
Scissors.
There's a silent letter in there.
Yeah.
S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S. Scissors. Oh, thank goodness.
Why? What?
Yeah, why is a C in that word?
What's happening?
Scissors.
What are we doing here?
I guess it's science.
Yeah, same thing. All right, Mike.
What are we doing?
Sixth grade.
Mike,
right, I'm up.
Here's your word.
Independence.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm happy you have it. Which one is it? I don't. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm struggling too, guys. No, I'm not. I definitely got it right.
It's a dance, right?
Could be.
Oh, no.
It is in your mind right now.
Independence. 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 Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Champion might be over.
It may be
Let's hear it, Mike.
Play the word one more time.
Independence.
Independence. Oh, gosh.
He started spelling the word.
I-N-D-E-P-E.
I like it because the previous word was scissors, and he's like, oh, that's got an extra letter. And then he wants it played a bunch of times. That's going to help.
We're going to go E-N-C-E. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh. When I wrote it with dance, it looks wrong.
Yeah. So I put dance down.
That was the first spelling.
What I put down first too, but it didn't look right.
Yep. All right.
It just feels wrong when it's all E's. It's like
independence.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, Jason, your turn.
Sixth grade.
Oh. Here's your word, Jason.
Audience.
Okay. All right. I think our audience.
It's all the easy ones.
I think our audience is going to continue to listen to all three of us.
Okay. A U D I E N C E. Audience. I'm the smartest man alive.
Hey, this has got to be is this a record?
Not
yet.
Okay. We're hopping on the bus, heading to junior high. Let's go.
All right, Andy, your 7th grade level word.
Raspberry.
Play that again?
Raspberry.
Singular?
It is singular.
Play it one.
I'm going to get an alternate.
Because it's. Am I crazy or am I hearing brasberry?
The word is raspberry.
I know.
No, play it again because it did not say
raspberry.
Say it again?
Go back to the other one.
Raspberry.
No, we're all hearing raspberry. R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-Y. Raspberry.
It's a raspberry.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jason,
I did not have
Let me see what you had written down there.
It looks wrong. It looks wrong to me.
Yeah, you left the P right out.
R-A-Z-Z.
I put S's. Actually, all right. But then I was like, that looks wrong. There's one S.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with this, but it's wrong.
All right. You didn't get dealt that raspberry.
Also, you forgot the B at the top of the word.
Brasberry.
Mike, here is your seventh grade level word.
Bureau.
What?
Goodbye, everybody.
What bureau? Is that word?
Bureau, like the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, man.
Oh,
bureau.
Man. There's like 100
I got
ways.
That one.
I can spell this like five different ways.
Bureau?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. B-E-A-U-R-O.
No, you're dead. You're dead, boy.
I told you.
Oh, wait. Is that
it's
how
just
you spell B-U-R? It?
What do you got, Andy?
Oh, the E in the air at the end.
B-U-R-E-A-U. Bureau.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. I put the Jason? E-A at the wrong spot.
I won't even turn my board around, fellas. I deleted it. Here's what I wrote. I'm not showing you how I tried to attempt to spell bureau.
The champ is gone. Yep. He's gone.
All right. Look, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks just as correct as the real spelling.
All right, Jason.
All right, Jason, let's keep this going. Here's your seventh grade level word.
Bureau.
Extinguish.
Extinguish.
No, you spell bureau. Spell it even after hearing the right answer.
Dude, if you asked me to spell bureau right now, I don't think I can do it.
I know.
Hold on. I want to try that. Well, extinguish.
Okay, you do your word.
E-X-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H? Okay. All right.
Bureau.
Okay.
Now do bureau just for the fun.
Wait. Did
yeah,
I get
I think
it?
You got
did
it.
I get it right?
Yeah,
you got
B. Okay, that okay. Okay.
Off to, are we in eighth grade now?
We
just
are
me and Jason?
That is correct.
Lucky.
Andy, here is your eighth grade level word.
Advantageous.
Add. Play it one more time.
Uh-oh.
Advantageous.
Man.
It seemed like it was going to be super easy until the end.
Nope.
I'm worried. A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E-O-U-S. Advantageous.
Nice.
That hurt.
Yeah.
I just had to go with the first writing and just move on.
For the record, I did get that one right.
Nice.
Congratulations. Thanks.
What about this one?
I got this one wrong.
Lieutenant.
Yep. See you later, everybody.
Oh, man.
Lieutenant?
That's impossible.
There's no way.
Make him do this.
Dude, if you gave me 10 tries, I would. Okay, all right.
Oh, wait.
Lieutenant.
Oh, what? Lieutenant?
I don't know what that pronunciation was. We'll go back to the original.
I think I got
Lieutenant.
It. I think I got it.
Oh, man. I can get the first letter here.
I am worried about mine.
I don't know how to get to the second letter. Guys, I even mean that. I don't know.
I feel like we could give you the second letter and you
No.
I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh. Guys, this is my brain can't possibly spell this. Lieutenant.
Please. There are so many things I want to see on that board. So many letters.
It's looking good right now.
I know what that means, Mike.
I have my guess at how to spell it.
Yeah, I have mine too.
And oh my gosh.
Go okay. For it.
All right, here we go. L-E-U-T-I-N-A. Okay, yeah. What in the world?
It's
Wait.
Let's see if Mike and I have it right.
L-I-E-U?
That's what
I
have.
That's correct so far.
Well.
And then tenant, so T-E-N-A-N-T.
That is correct.
That's what I got
yeah,
too.
Baby. Yeah, baby.
Oh man, that is great. I'm
back in.
So. I was hoping he started L-O-O.
Well, I can tell you this. I had no idea what the second letter was. I knew there was a problem right off the bat. But I wasn't sure if it was an E or a U.
And it was an I.
But it was an I. So
wait, do I get to go to high school and see if I can pass Mike?
You do. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna see if you can graduate. Be the first ever.
Woo. Congrats, Bureau and Lieutenant over there.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
All right, Andy, here is your ninth grade level word.
Hindrance.
What?
Hindrance.
H-I-N-D-R-A-N-C-E. Hindrance.
That is correct.
All right. Why didn't you get the check
minute.
Mark?
It's not a hindrance?
It's not a hindrance.
It's hindrance?
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
Hindrance? Wait, 11th? Now, did Mike get past 11th last time?
You're on 10th right now. Mike went out
in
11th.
Right. That's right. Okay.
Here's your 10th grade level word.
Obstetrician.
What the heck?
Yeah. Eat it.
The champion.
I think you could get this.
Obst. obstetrician. I'm just going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to write it again. Hold on.
Here it is again.
Obstetrician.
Now, they make obstacles, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think I got it right, but O-B-S-T-E-T-R-I-C-I-A-N.
Whoa! Oh, wow.
Woo! I had my odds at about 10% on that one.
I stopped listening to you halfway through because I assumed there's no way.
Yeah,
I felt real good when I didn't hear the horn as I was going the mid-letters. Mm. I was like, wait a minute.
All right, we're on to 11th grade. If you get this right, you've officially gone further than anybody has yet.
Okay, this is a big deal.
Physiognomy.
Wait. Say it again.
Physiognomy.
That's not a word.
Physiognomy.
That's not a word.
The art of discovering temperament and character from outward appearance.
Physiognomy?
Physiognomy.
Oh.
Physiognomy.
Physiognomy?
Physiognomy? What the heck?
Well, I just...
Okay. P-H-Y-S-I-O-G-N-O-M-Y. Physiognomy.
Sorry, spell it one more time for me.
P-H-Y-S-I-O-G-N-O-M-Y. Physiognomy.
Whoa! Dude!
He sounded it out!
I
did!
Can you graduate?
I Googled...
That's not even a word that exists!
I Googled physiognomy incorrectly, and it said, did you mean physiognomy? And when I saw physiognomy, how it was spelled, I went, well, he's out.
Yeah, I thought I was toast.
Okay, let's graduate high school.
Keep going.
All right, here is your 12th grade level word.
Avoirdupois.
What?
Abracadabra.
Say it a few thousand different ways.
Avoirdupois.
I literally don't know what you're saying.
I just spelled this, and Google has no idea. Like,
can you pronounce it?
I don't know what you meant.
Avoirdupois.
Avoirdupois?
Google says it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search.
I mean, this is the end.
Avoirdupois.
I can write it exactly as it sounds, and it sounds ridiculous. A V W E R D A P-O-I-S-E?
You were wrong a long time ago.
Oh, okay. All right. What is the word?
Avoirdupois. A system of weights based on a pound. I don't know. It's A-V-O-I-R.
Okay. Yeah, that's not happening.
P-O-I-S.
Okay.
English words only, please. Wow. Okay. Well, I feel good. Did I get farther than Mike?
Yeah.
You did.
That's the new high score.
All right. Good enough for me.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, we have stepped inside an electronics store. We have a battle royale in store, and obviously we're fighting to the death. So, Jason, you get to select the first weapon or whatever of choice from the store as we begin our fight.
Okay. I know one I really, really, really want. I think it might be the best actual weapon, but I think there's a chance it comes back to me, and I'm not sure that this one does. This isn't a great one-on-one draft. I don't feel like...
At least I didn't see one that was a definitive.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear you say that, because I wasn't like, oh, yeah, get the gun. You know, it's like, there's not...
We're fighting at a gun store.
There's not a lot of things here, but I think a dual-purpose weapon that is... heavy, strong, it's basically like a baseball bat, and it can pump me up and get me ready for a fight. I'm taking a Sonos sound bar.
Oh, okay.
So interesting.
Now I can put on my I can put on my jams while
Now it has to be a Sonos brand sound bar. It can't be just a sound bar.
Well, whatever the biggest, heaviest sound bar is, but I'm just thinking
a sound bar.
Yeah.
I actually didn't think about the sound bar. I think that's good.
Thank you.
If you keep it plugged in to pump you up, you will have limited range.
They don't have any batteries in there?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you want the music coming out, you need just keep that
in mind.
The
music pumps me up, then I unplug it and I take it
That's fair.
Across your face.
That's fair.
Look, I'm not exactly sure what I'll use it for. I just know I want it on my team. Maybe it's a little surveillance. Oh, that's a word I can't spell. Maybe I can weaponize it at some point in time. But I'm taking a drone.
Yeah,
I'm taking a drone.
That was my first pick.
So, and I can. I think a regular drone, if I just run it into your face, it's not gonna feel good.
Yeah, you go for the hair.
Yeah. Wait, the hair?
Oh yeah, with the propeller blades.
Oh man.
Wait, to lower your like.
I don't have
morale?
To worry, baby.
To tie it up.
Yeah, like we have shorter hair.
I thought
so
you meant to like cut your hair so you're embarrassed.
No, I'm saying like imagine having long hair and a drone hits it. I mean,
I'm going for your eyes, Mike.
All right.
I feel like in my experience using drones, they break all the time. If they barely hit something, if I see a drone coming at me, I'm just going to put my hand up and break it.
Okay, give it a go.
But I like the security aspect. You could see where we are at all times. I would just
you'll be near your speaker cable.
I would fly up, high and surveil.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
You pronounced it well.
Think,
yeah,
sure.
It is.
It is now. All right.
Two picks for Mike.
Now, I realize that it'll have to be plugged in for it to actually be functional. But it's also just the size of if I need like a stabbing weapon. I'm going to take a soldering iron. What?
I've never seen a soldering iron at an
electronic
store.
I've never seen a soldering iron at an electronic store.
What kind of electronic store are we talking
about?
Well,
I know you can't.
There's only one that exists.
You can't go to Best Buy and buy a soldering iron. I know that. That's a hardware store.
I'm talking about like a Radio Shack. Like where I'm buying electronic pieces. You wouldn't be doing soldering there?
I'll leave it up to...
I'm thinking about the complete wrong store.
I don't think soldering iron... sounds like an electronic store.
I feel like there is only one electronic store left in the world, and it's Best Buy.
You're saying, like, you go into Fry's Electronics, you couldn't find a soldering iron?
They're out of business.
Well, okay. That's fine.
You can literally find everything at a Fry's Electronics.
I
think me and Jason clearly were thinking Best Buy is an electronics store that exists, right? Is that where we both think of Best Buy?
I was thinking, what could I go get from?
I mean, Al, you haven't weighed in.
All right.
I was thinking Best Buy as well, and I don't think you can get a soldering iron.
Okay, well then
I'm sorry, Mike.
I will change my pick then.
Not trying to slow your roll.
Can I get a flashlight at Best Buy?
Is it near Christmas?
Dude, apparently I don't know what Best Buy sells anymore.
Oh man, they're a blast. You should go.
They sell fridges. They sell fridges and computers.
So you do know what they sell.
No, I mean, okay. I will take.
I feel like we've thrown Mike off considerably.
Yes, because when I'm thinking about computer parts.
I think you were thinking of Home Depot.
No.
Okay.
You can definitely get a flashlight.
Yeah, and a soldering iron. Yeah.
Okay. Can I get
a lawnmower?
Are there Let's see. So do they sell cameras at Best Buy?
Yes.
They sure do.
Then I'll take a camera tripod.
Perfect. Ooh, perfect.
That's actually not on my list. That's pretty good.
It's a blunt item. I feel like I can protect myself with it at least a little bit.
Now, unfortunately for you, you have one more pick that you're going to have to figure
out. Is there computer parts?
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay, uh-huh. So can I take heat sinks?
Yeah. I think they sell heat
sinks
there.
Yeah.
We're all like, of course.
At an electronics store, to make the leap to computer parts, I don't think that's a leap. I think it's a computer store.
Okay.
So what's a heat? You're saying like a.
I'm saying those
really sharp metal.
Yeah, those.
Okay.
They're heavy.
Okay.
And they're covered with corners, and I feel like these are a good throwing item.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
Those are paint. Yeah, those are metal, and
also,
they're sharp.
How is Best Buy still in business?
Because they started selling fridges.
Right.
All right. Jason, it's back to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, the tripod spear was certainly on my list. I think I'm going to go with the bundle of cables. I think the Ethernet cable bundle, it's a whip, it's a trap. I might be able to use it with the drone. I don't really know how, but I think I'm going to take a bundle of cables in general is going to be my pick.
Okay.
Cables is a great pick.
Yeah. I get all the cables.
Okay. Well,
because I'm gonna make a whip out of them. I'm gonna also maybe a noose if you know if you don't apologize when I catch you.
The pick I wanted in the beginning did come back to me. It is somewhat similar to yours, except mine has a weapon on the end of it.
All right.
I am getting a surge protector with a 10-foot cord, and I will be whipping that thing around mace.
That's a good pick.
Is that what it's called? Is that what
the mace
is?
The spinny spiky ball?
Yeah.
Yep.
I have one of these surge protectors that I've had for 20 years. It is the beefiest, girthiest, like, this is a weapon. And I had it in my mind of, like, I could really not kill anyone, but I could give you major bruises.
Josh is saying a flail. Isn't a flail more whip-like? Am I thinking of that wrong?
No, the flail's the thing with the ball at the end of the chain.
It is?
Mace is a stick with an attached ball.
Oh, okay, but that doesn't spin. Okay, correct. So it is the flail.
Okay.
All right, okay.
All right, well, I'll be flailing around with my surge
protector. Surge great. That's a great selection.
All right.
I don't think they make them like they used to. Those old ones were like metal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've got an old one that's just...
No, you're at a new store.
Oh, that's fine. I'm getting a new one, but I'm going to get the biggest one they have.
They got big ones.
There's going to be like 12 outlets on this sucker.
No, that's good. Mine's more of a whip. Yours is more like, that's painful.
Like a flail. Okay, so I've got one more pick here. You have taken the cords, which were up there. I want some kind of shield. And I got a couple different shield options here. But I feel like the one that I could use the best, I'm going to take the metal grate off of a gas stove. That's what I'm using. So you go to the appliance section at Best Buy, you got a nice gas stove top. Mm. Oh, that metal grate, it's mine, baby.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to think, you're not just talking about like a burner.
No. I'm talking about the one that like covers the five or six burners. The whole top comes off, okay. And I've got a blunt metal object. I can block. I can whip. I can hit.
Yes. Okay. Jeremy is saying, so the metal grate with holes in it, that's your shield?
I did think about that. Yeah, there are holes.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the flame has to come through.
That's good because I'm going to take a computer monitor shield. That's what I'm taking.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to take a TV. I can't carry a TV around. I want to take a tablet. It's too small. I'm not going to be able to. That's not a good enough shield.
What size monitor are you working with here?
I think I'm working with like maybe a 24 inch. Ooh, I think 24 inch. I want
to
be nimble.
You have to do. Yeah, you have to do a weight.
Jason, you're more of a like a 30.
I would go 33.
Yeah. It's different. I want to stay. I got a whip. You know what I mean?
Right. So
I have to move. You
want to one-hand this
I have
thing.
To move quick. I need to one-hand it.
Okay.
You've got your surge protector and your sound bar. I don't know. I don't know if you can hold a double shield.
I could have. Well, my fingers fit through the grate, so I can hold that metal grate up. Just don't hit my fingers.
Okay. It'll
hurt me.
All right, Mike, you got a couple picks.
All right, so I'm trying to find stuff that is specifically available on Best Buy's website.
Best Buy's website sells... everything.
Jason had the same thought I did. You just got to go into a Best Buy and buy something.
Imagine the last time you were in a... I know you've been in a Best Buy before.
Yeah, when is the last time you've
been
in
a Best Buy with you before? I know for a fact you've been to one of these stores.
It's apparently been a very, 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 very long time. All right,
wow. Then you should go.
I really
there's
do
nothing
love.
To buy there.
Well, don't go for soldering irons or lawnmowers.
Hey, that was Jason's. Okay, remind me what I have, Jeremy.
You've got a tripod. You've got a heat sink. Or maybe I'll give you a few heat sinks.
You're throwing multiples.
Like a, Okay. Everything they got.
Okay. So I'll grab one of those motorized vacuums as a distraction.
Okay.
The Roomba. Right?
Oh, what?
I like the Roomba because you could...
Wait, are you saying I can't get a Roomba?
No, you can get a Roomba.
You can get
100%.
A Roomba. I'm just shocked that that's the vacuum you picked.
I like it.
It's a distraction because I'm gonna send it off into the corner. It's gonna be making a whole bunch of noise.
Or you ride on it, and your movements are entirely unpredictable,
and mostly in a turning and into the wall.
No, I think the Roomba. You could probably use that thing.
How in the world would you use a Roomba as a weapon? I mean, it's, distraction, I get it. That's what you're doing.
That's all it is.
I don't know. You drafted a grate that has... It's not a shield.
Okay, you it's a weapon.
You can like literally shoot right through it.
If shoot what? What do you have to shoot?
Heat sinks.
Yeah, my heat sinks.
The heat sinks not fit through that great.
Thumb drives.
There you go.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'll take these SD cards.
The art of war.
It's going real good, Al.
The art of war.
Real good.
Element of surprise.
Yeah. No, I'm in.
Okay.
Surprises. Surprise is far more valuable than your weapons. And then I'll take the things you turn the sprays. When you turn it up, upside down, you get the
canned air.
Canned air.
Yeah, I was going to take
canned
it.
Canned air.
You can you can shoot it right through Jason's shield.
And that's at Best Buy.
That is definitely at Best Buy. That's how they've stayed in business. That is pure profit. They're selling air.
Now you
for
are
like
turning them upside down, right?
Of course, you got to get the.
You're not just spraying me with regular air.
No. What's actually in there that's coming out that's freezing?
Yeah, it's like
what isn't there?
Well,
is it CO2? What something in there? Like
I'm sure one of our producers.
I'm asking the smart people in the room.
I think it's just cancer.
it's just weaponized virus. It's the propellant. Whatever the propellant is. Okay.
Now, my final pick here. I thought about. Jason, you could take it if you want, but I thought about taking some smart cameras and alarm. But I've already got surveillance with the drone.
Yeah, you got your drone.
And I thought about taking maybe like a smart thermostat and really freeze you guys out in one part of the store. Mm. But that would take a while, and you probably just walk to the other part of the store. So I could take a fridge, right? As a fortress?
Sure.
A refrigerator, a stainless steel refrigerator fortress?
You could stand on it?
Yeah.
I can get inside of it.
You can, and then you're never going to get out.
My drone is my eyes on the outside.
Like, don't they tell you... Kids, don't ever play in refrigerators.
I think the new ones they let you out of.
Well, not when my surge protector has tied the door shut.
All right. This is not the first time I've taken a fridge, I think, and been tied inside.
You didn't learn your lesson.
Oh, no, what it was is I took a wheelbarrow that I was going to hide under, and you guys were just going to
all my papers
sit on top
I put,
of it.
I put on top.
All right, I'm taking a refrigerator fortress.
Okay. I mean, you at least have you can hide behind it.
Yeah.
Run around it.
Yeah. I can whip behind it. You know what I mean?
And
Jason.
Yeah.
Finish this mercifully in this draft for us.
All right. I'm a little jealous of the heat sinks coming at my fingies. They're sharp, but I think they're not going to be as easy to throw as you think. So this is an electronics store. They've got an endless supply of batteries. I'm taking the batteries.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You have gotten batteries in a fight before. I feel like I've got a lot of other very similar, like a TV wall mounting kit. But I've already got my grate.
Well, yeah, you would take a mount as your shield, I'm sure.
Mm.
Jason is swinging his soundbar. He's whipping his surge protector around. He's holding a grate for some reason. And he's got some batteries in his pocket. Okay. He's flying, you know.
Okay. I'm not gonna accept this besmirching of the grate. That might be the literal best actual weapon. Like if we were to go brawl, and I have one of those super heavy cast iron metal pieces of anything, I'm winning that fight.
Just don't call it a shield when you pick it. That's all.
All right.
It's a blunt object.
My brass knuckles.
Okay. Yeah. Two-handed though.
I've got the drone flying around. I'm whipping my cables. I've got a computer monitor shield and a fridge fortress to hide in. Mike?
I have a flashlight, a soldering iron.
And a lawnmower.
Chainsaw.
There is a 0% chance you can't go to Best Buy right now and get a flashlight.
I think you might, but it's probably a teeny one. It might not be worth it.
No, they're definitely going to have the ridiculous television ones that blind people.
I dare you to go look for one.
Hey. It's a field trip.
Mike is stabbing with his tripod. He's throwing heat sinks around. His Roomba is distracting us in the corner, and he is trying to get close enough to freeze us with some canned air. And that is the end of that draft. A printer was on the list because I could. That's a blunt object, like a printer. I also thought about taking. They still sell the cordless phones there. You know, they still sell like the 4-pack of the cordless phones. And I feel like I could throw those pretty well.
Yeah, they're handheld.
Yeah.
I can't believe those exist.
I know. You can still go buy them. People still have them.
Wow.
I guess you could buy cell phones and throw those too, or take a bunch of the cell phones out of that part of the store. Do you have anything else on your list, Jason? I'm not asking Mike.
yeah.
You guys don't know what an electronics store is.
I had like 40
You literally years. Just said you haven't been to one in forever.
Best Buy.
I had a vacuum cleaner, like a Dyson.
Yeah, I did think about that.
Which would be better. A laser pointer, take out the eyes.
Huh.
You got a TV, like a 40-inch small TV.
Do they sell microphone stands there? I thought about that.
I don't think so.
Probably not professional. It would be like a kiddie one, so it's just going to be light plastic.
God, I didn't pick that. That would have been embarrassing. Anything we forgot over there, producer?
I think we should end this.
Okay.
You got it.
What did we learn today?
Dude, I know
we know the same thing.
I learned that I need to get an Alaska-sized bed, baby.
I learned that Mike has no idea what a Best Buy is.
Well, I know what a Best Buy is.
Okay.
They have gift cards.
That's right.
At the front.
Yep. Mike, did you learn anything today? I think
I learned you guys don't know what a real electronics store is anymore.
They don't exist, Mike. Best Buy is all that's left.
Mike was in an old Radio Shack. I think that would work. If we were drafting in a Radio Shack, some of these things would be there.
That's right.
When did they shut down?
The 80s.
Yeah. All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com. We'll be right back.